Now, for the past several programs, I've been describing the seven last plagues. Let's again get a handle on the way the book is designed. The three major aspects of the book of Revelation are the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord. Now, as I've told people who believe in the rapture, if you would look up Joel 2:31 and Matthew 24:29, you will have the two scriptures that give you the key to the order of events. And the reason that order of events is very important to understand is because it is made very clear in the book of Revelation that there will be millions and millions of human beings, yes, including Christians, still on this earth during the time of the pouring out of the seven last plagues. They are on the earth during the tribulation. Those who believe in a rapture believe the tribulation and the day of the Lord are one and the same thing. They are not. The order of the book of Revelation is very clear. The tribulation, the great tribulation of which Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew 24, verse 21 and 2. For then shall be great tribulation as was not from the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor indeed ever shall be. That great tribulation is covered in the first five of the five seals of the seven seals of the book of Revelation. Now, there's nothing mysterious about seals, because the book of Revelation appeared to John in vision as a scroll, not a book the way we would have a book. It would be like you had seven books, seven small booklets, and each one of them was stapled shut. That's the seven staples, or the seven seals, or the seven envelopes, you could call them. The scroll seemed to have a seal. Each time he would unroll a portion of it, then the second portion would be sealed. He would have to break the seal. And all that was for the purpose of showing that the information was closed, that it was sealed, even as the angel said to Daniel, "Go thy way, Daniel, for all of these things are closed and sealed until the time of the end." But the fact that the book of Revelation is a book of revealing, and that the seals are broken one by one, that the scroll is unrolled, that the information within it is unveiled to our understanding, shows that those seals are opened and are now available to human understanding. The first album will show you that only Jesus Christ is the interpreter, that he is the revelator, that it is not the revelation of John, but the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, the Great Tribulation is also called in Jeremiah 30 and 31. Read that chapter, Jeremiah 30, verse 7 especially, the time of Jacob's trouble. Specifically, the Great Tribulation is a time of national calamities and troubles to come upon the peoples bearing the name of Israel, meaning Ephraim and Manasseh, the two grandchildren of aged Israel, or Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, who, when he blessed the boys, Joseph's two sons, said, "Let my name be named on them." The Great Tribulation is mentioned in the first five seals of the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, these three great divisions of prophecy are the Great Tribulation, that's the first five seals of the whole book, the heavenly signs, that is the sixth seal of Revelation, the seventh chapter, that's the sealing of the 144,000 and of a great innumerable multitude of countless millions of people from all races and all nations who are going to receive God's Holy Spirit, who are going to be sealed and protected from the time that is just ahead in Bible prophecy called the Day of the Lord. That is covered in Revelation, the seventh chapter, and that's the opening of the sixth seal. Now, from the beginning of the 8th, we find a lot of inset chapters, the 10th, for example, the 11th, for example, having to do with the two witnesses, the 12th, which is a brief capsule history of the entire church from its inception to the time of the end. It isn't until the 13th chapter we get into the description of the two beasts, the beast, which is the great conglomerate power of the economic, military, industrial, and spiritual system of the 10 nations, the 14th chapter, the two harvests of the earth, the 15th, introductory again, of the seven last plagues, and the 16th, we get into the seven last plagues. Now, the third great division is called the Day of the Lord, and the Day of the Lord has to do with seven trumpet plagues, of which the last three are called three woes, of which the third is called the seven last plagues. Now, the time setting to which we have come is after the calamitous downfall of the American and the British peoples, the British Commonwealth, after the global emergence of a great third power bloc, a 10-nation conglomerate in Europe, and at the beginning, in the second and third woes, of a great, gigantic, climactic World War III, a part of the same ongoing war, but the final part of that war just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. The scenario was this. The tribulation comes upon the nations called Jacob, the United States, and the British Commonwealth of Nations. Subjugation occurs, mass deportation, slavery, preceded by complete economic collapse, a rise of despotism, remilitarism, the nations of Germany now reunited with its other eastern half, and of course some of the nations of Eastern Europe, a complete change of the map of Europe, Japan and the United States, Europe and the United States at war. The United States not predicted to win the next one, according to Bible prophecy, unless the United States of America can turn to God, get on her knees individually and collectively, and avert what the Bible says is surely going to happen. When the heavenly signs occur, that is the really great harvest of the work of God that has been warning and witnessing to people for these many, many years about what is coming upon our peoples. It says very clearly there are 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali, Gad, Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Levi, Ephraim, Manasseh, all of them, all 12 of the tribes are mentioned. Joseph is given a double portion, 12,000 of each one of those tribes, with Joseph given a double portion, Ephraim and Manasseh in place of Dan. Then a great innumerable multitude who will get on their knees and call out to God, who will repent when they see the bombs actually beginning to fall. When they see around them what they have been only dimly hearing, what they have largely ignored, what they have scoffed at, what they have rejected. They have said, no, we're too big. Why, we're God's people. This is God's country. We can't ever go down the drain. This is America. This is Britain. Long live England. There will always be an England, and so on. But when it happens, as the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel on the watchman says, they will know that they were warned, and they will take the action they must. And even as the preaching of the gospel here in the 14th chapter of Revelation says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. That's exactly what people will begin to do. They're not doing it today. People are not inviting God into their lives today. Very few are. And so many who think they are and who are accepting a counterfeit message about the person of Jesus Christ and worshiping that personality, but not knowing anything at all about the message he brought, are completely deceived and don't even know the real truth about Bible prophecy. Now look at the description of these seven last plagues in Revelation, the 16th chapter, and ask yourself whether this could go on for more than a matter of a week or two, or whether or not this is going to happen in a very short period of time, or else all of humankind would simply perish. The first plague is an angel symbolically pouring out his vial upon the earth, and it says in verse 3 that there is a noisome and grievous sore. And the second angel, verse 3, poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living creature died in the sea. The third pours out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters. They became blood. Then you hear the statement that we repeated several times, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because you have judged thus, because they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. And I've explained how God is going to bring about an eye for an eye. Those who have deliberately martyred righteous and Christian people are themselves going to be so tortured by this final last plague. And it said, the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men that were scorched blasphemed the name of God and repented not. So it shows that even in these plagues, they are not going to repent by that time. Verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat, meaning the governing city, the headquarters city of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds. So even after this fifth of the seven last plagues, the people are still not going to repent. This is an awesome period of time, a time that most Christians, all Christians, really, if they are Christians, will not have to worry about, frankly, because they will be sealed, they will be protected, they will be under God's spiritual protection. They just won't be involved by that time. And that is the good news part of it. This is the most horrifying set of plagues you can imagine. But if you repent, if you have God's spirit, if you have his protection, it will not come near you.